Hey, now I will give you a short introduction to our campus, so finding your way around will be a bit easier. Most of our buildings are named after Norwegian female pioneers in areas Oslo met teaching or do research in. In addition to female names, we have a short name system. The buildings also get short names that starts with letters from the street name and then the street number. For example, Pilestrede 52 is P52. Here you can see all the short names for the streets and how we call them. It might be easier for you to just remember the letter than the street, and for now, that is just fine. Our largest campus is in Oslo, and most of the buildings are located in a street called Pilestrede, which is why we refer to it as Pilestrede campus. At the lower part of campus, we have four buildings, and this building houses three of our faculty administrations. At the upper part of Pilestrede campus, we have many buildings gathered together. There you find the last faculty administration, the central administration, and the centers. Many of our buildings have a long history. For example, at the top part of our upper campus Pilestrede, many of the buildings hosted a brewery from 1859 to 1990. You can still see it as a part of the architecture. On the lower part of Pilestrede campus, we took over buildings from one of the main hospitals in Oslo after they had been there for more than 100 years. We have two campuses. Now we have gone through the one in Oslo or Pilestrede. But we also have a campus in the region of Viken that's our surrounding Oslo. It is located at a place called Kjeller. If you want to travel between the campuses, there is a free shuttle bus for employees twice a day. Or you can use public transportation. On campus Kjeller, or Karete Jonsson's house, we have students and staff from three of our faculties. This campus is a bit smaller than the one in Oslo, and it's in more rural surroundings, but it's close to a town called Lillestrøm, and it's accessible by public transportation, car, and of course, the free shuttle bus for employees. On both campuses, we have free gyms for employees, libraries, canteens, and coffee shops. Through the upper part of Pilestrede campus, there is a stream running. It's called Bislettbekken. You can see it in this picture. If you want to create some e-learning, we have selfie studios on campus. And also, if you like art, you can take a walk around campus to see the university's art. For example, we have a statue of a naked man in front of P32, and it got some attention when it got installed. We also have rooftop terraces, so you can enjoy lunchtime on sunny days. I hope this gave you a small overview of the campus. Still, the best way to get familiar is to walk around. So have a good trip. And we hope to see you around campus.